Well, this is almost embarrassing to say, but welcome back to Just a Sip, Season 4, Episode 1, because, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I feel so horrible that I've been gone since February, since literally February. But before we get into all that, hello everybody. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be talking with you wherever it is that you are, and I'm just excited to like get back into, I guess, podcasting and being here and, you know, having our little conversations. I missed them. I don't know what even happened. I am going to tell you what happened because I do know what happened, but I just can't believe that it happened. Does that make sense? Does that make sense though? Like, does it make sense? I hope so. It's gonna make sense after we talk about it. So welcome back. We are here for episode 1 of Just a Sip. And to kind of just kick things off, because obviously, if you've been if you've been a listener of Just a Sip up until now, you know that I took a little break. I took a little bit of a long vacation. And it wasn't supposed to happen that way. But before I talk about that, I just want to talk about, I already lost my train of thought. Wait, what was I going to say? I was literally going to say, I don't know. So I guess I'll just get into whatever I was going to talk about before. I just want to talk about what we're drinking today. Because, oh yeah, I was going to introduce myself. How could I forget something like that? If you haven't been a listener of Just a Sip up until Season 4. I want to introduce myself. I'm Cameron. I'm Cameron Isaiah. That's what I go by on all of my socials. And I make vlogs. I make daily content on TikTok. I make content on YouTube. And sometimes I'm trying really hard with YouTube, but it's difficult. I'm just an internet person. I love everything about I love being publicly online. I don't know why, it's always been one of my interests, but yes, that is me. I am Cameron. I make vlogs, and I just let you into my life as a human being, which I think is kind of fun. I think it's very exciting. I think one of my favorite things about doing what I do, I guess, is like allowing people to see me grow. Like, they get to grow with me, I suppose. Like, I've seen myself change a lot over the past few years, and I've loved that I could actually look back and pinpoint when it happened, because, you know, I share a lot of it online. Anyway, I'm Cameron. It's so nice to meet you. It's so nice to be in your car having this conversation with you, or just like in your bedroom or whatever the case is, in your office, at work. I don't know where you are listening right now. I have no clue, but I hope it's somewhere cozy. That's one of the biggest things about Just a Sip. Well, that's one of the biggest things that I hope for about Just a Sip, is that when you listen, you're listening somewhere where you're very comfortable. You're listening somewhere where you like to be, like somewhere cozy, somewhere where you could potentially sit down and have a drink with me. Speaking of drinks, today I am drinking this coffee right now. It needs to be stirred for sure, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right here. If you're listening on anything else, you can't see it, so I'll describe it to you. It is Chobani oat milk with espresso from Lavazza and lavender syrup. It's delicious. It's simple, it's delicious, and I love it. Let me take a sip just so that you are aware that I am drinking coffee and that I'm not lying to you. So hold on, let me give it a good little stir, and then I'll take a sip. Watch this. Delicious. It's my second coffee of the day, and I really don't mean to be making this much noise, but welcome to Just a Sip. Okay. I'm gonna take one more sip and then call a day. Okay, that's delicious. Oh, okay, so now that that has been taken care of, let's just get into it. I want to, first and foremost, get into basically the reason why I took such a long break from Just a Sip. This is assuming that anybody cares. The fact that I assume that someone would actually care to listen to the reason why I've been gone, and if you even follow me, you know, like, I mean, you've probably seen videos from me since then, and I may not feel like I've been gone for that long. But for me, it does feel like I've been gone for quite some time, and I just want to explain myself. I just want to explain myself. Because A, it's not going to happen again, and B, I want you to know the reason why it happened, okay? So let's set the scene. Let's set the scene. I usually take a break between my podcast seasons. Like, every season lasts for about, I want to say 12 episodes. And after the 12th episode, or maybe 13, 12 or 13. But after the 13th episode, I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of a break. I need to just kind of like recuperate or whatever. Because I used to make episodes like week to week, like just back to back. I'd film like one episode a week and then upload it and then do the same thing the next week. It was really poor. It was poor planning, okay? So it was like, of course, I was going to get a little bit burnt out. Anyway, after the end of season 3, I was like, okay, I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to come back in about a month or so. It's going to be fine. During that little break, I had ended up acquiring an office room in my family's like office building, right? And I was like, oh my god, this is so good. This is so awesome. I'm going to use this space to build an entire podcast studio. Like, it's going to be so cool. It's going to look so awesome. And it's going to be like a place where I can go and like just film my podcast, edit my podcast in there, and it'll be like super convenient. And it was just going to, I had a lot of visions in my head about what I wanted this place to be. And so I was like, awesome, like, let's do it. Like, let's get to it, you know? And sometimes I will admit to myself that my eyes are too big for like the things that I can actually handle as a single human being. Like, as just one person, I might be biting off a little bit more than I can chew sometimes, right? So I had this idea of like creating this podcast studio in this room, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. It's not something that's quick and easy, but I know that it's something that I do have the ability to accomplish, right? Right. So my mind is kind of like set on that. When I set my mind on something, I'm like, and I can see it in my head, then I want it that specific way. And anything else just kind of like annoys me, or like anything else kind of just, I'm just like, no, I want it the way that I want it, right? So I'm in this room and I bring all of my stuff there. And then life kind of gets in the way, okay? So, like, time passes by. I'm like, okay, so I need to, I set up, like, steps for myself to get this room done. I was like, I need to paint it. I need to replace the floors. I need to replace the ceiling. And, like, this is not difficult. In my head, it wasn't difficult. And I need to, like, replace the ceiling and then buy, like, just furnishings for the room. And then make it, like, super cozy and make it super podcast-worthy and all that stuff. So life kind of got in the way, and it took me a while to get in the room and actually paint it. But once I got in the room, and I had purchased a paint sprayer, because I was like, it can't be that hard. Like, you just have to spray the paint on the wall. And I could not have been more wrong. And I love when things go wrong for me, because I learn so much, I guess, about myself. I'm like, wow, sometimes it's okay to ask for help. Sometimes it's necessary, because in that moment, I was not a handyman. Like, I think I'm a handyman, but in that moment, it wasn't working for me. So I had bought this paint sprayer, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to paint the walls. It's going to be quick. It's going to be easy, because that's what paint sprayers are for, right? I could not for the life of me figure out how to get this machine to, like, work. It would work, but it would spray paint all over me. It'd spray paint everywhere, and it would just get super messy. And I was like, this is not ideal. This is not what I signed up for, right? So that was kind of discouraging. And that was like one, it took a day, basically. I was in there for a day trying to paint the walls with this machine, and it wasn't working. There was just mess all over the wall. And I was like, you know what? I need to take a break. I need to come back to this later. We'll try again later, because I'm not going to give up, but we'll try again later. Today, I can't finish it because I will explode. but I was going to come back to it. So I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to come back later. And I did come back later. I came back, I want to say maybe a week or two later. And I just did it the hard way. And I painted the entire room with my hands. And I did two coats, so like two different sessions of paint. And I painted these walls. And I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. Now that that's done, I just have to remodel the floors in here and the ceiling, which is not hard. They were like ceiling tiles, so like I could just order ceiling tiles and replace them, right? Easy. So I had plans to do all of that stuff, but then it came to light that this office building was going to need to be cleared out so that it could be remodeled. And I was like, wow, what a waste of my time. That's crazy. I don't really know what, I think that whole entire room is now disappeared. I don't even know the situation with it anymore. So I kind of pulled out of that. And that was like basically months since February until now, August. And so during that time frame, I was like basically trying to build this podcast studio, but it was just more than I could handle, I think. And so now here we are, back to recording in my apartment, which I guess all of that time lost could have been avoided had I not really been so set on having a studio in a building that wasn't my apartment. Because we just ended up right here, right back in my apartment, and it's totally fine because the setup right now, it's very cozy. It's very not bad. Like, I don't know what my issue was. I really don't. But yeah, that's the story of that. So now that I'm finally back, we get to have episodes every single week and with consistency because now I'm back and I'm just back in the groove. I feel like we just jumped right back into it. We just started having our conversations immediately, which is honestly the best that I could, you know, ask for. So long story short, I'm just saying sorry. I'm just saying sorry that I've been MIA for so long. But now we can have our conversations again, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. Okay. So I do kind of want to like catch you up on what I've been doing recently. Recently meaning since February, because that's the last time you've heard from me. But let's see. So after February, I stopped doing the episodes. And then in March was a really busy month. It was a super busy month. I ended up going to Costa Rica, and that was very exciting. I have a lot of stuff to say about Costa Rica. It was super hot, but it was beautiful. It was never like, I was never bored there, but it was like a really relaxing place, and I really enjoyed it, and I think that that's one place that I would definitely go back to with like a bigger group of people. I just went with me and my aunt, and we had honestly the best time. Like, we rented this huge Airbnb. It was just two of us, but there was room for like so many people, and it was just a super relaxing trip that I would repeat time and time again. But that was March. It was an eventful month. And then I ended up going to Brazil in May, because I'm just gonna skip over what comes after March. April. There was a lot of rain in April. Nothing to talk about. But I ended up going to Brazil in May, which was really fun too. I love solo travel. I've always been an advocate for solo travel. If you have been contemplating like traveling by yourself, that is definitely one of the most freeing experiences I think that you can ever have. I think one of the most exciting things that you can ever do for yourself is just travel by yourself. You learn a lot. You're very aware of your surroundings at all times, but like, it's just very different than having people around you all the time. And it really helps me, I guess, just like learn, not really learn, because I like being alone for the most part. I have grown to kind of like love being around company and like love being around people, but also I have like the half of me that loves being alone. Anyway, I think that solo travel, which is what I did for Brazil, I think it's like, it's very good for like learning how to be okay with being by yourself and like having fun by yourself, which is really interesting. But also, like, if you want to go, there's nothing wrong with going on trips with your friends or like going on trips with people. Nothing wrong with that at all, because I'm totally here for that too. I feel like I just went at a very weird time, and it was like Also, I didn't extend the invite to anyone, so no one could have came at the time that I left. But anyway, I did go to Brazil, and that was exciting. You can ask me about it on Instagram if you want, if you want to know more. Anyway, after that, I ended up going... I feel like I'm just talking about travel right now because that's, like, the most significant thing that I can remember. The most... Other than, like, you know, what happens in time is just, like, daily life. Like, I feel like a lot of it is just daily life and, yeah, just, like, the things that I do in my daily life. So, I'm only talking about travel right now. But on, I want to say, I think it was July. Like, early July, I went to Mexico. I went to Cancun, and I stayed at some resort that was really, it was really hot. It was really interesting. It was fun. I had a good time. It was my first time ever going to Mexico, so it was an all-inclusive resort. Obviously, I went with friends and family, and I had a few drinks when I was down there. If you want to know more about Mexico, you can talk to me on Instagram about it, but it was a fun trip too. But really, like, aside from just all of the travel that I did over the past few months that I've been gone, like I said before, like, everything has kind of just been, like, week-to-week daily life. I've been spending a lot of time hanging out with my friends. I've been being very social with a specific group of people for the past few months. Like, I don't know. I spend a lot of time with them, which is something that is very new to me within the last year. I usually, as a person, I wasn't really used to, like, spending time with people and, like, being liked by multiple people, I guess, or just having, like, close friends. So this is very new for me. It's definitely like a different phase in my life that I really enjoy. I really like it. Sometimes I feel like, obviously, everybody has to, you know, find a way to balance the different areas of their life. And I feel like I am a little bit unbalanced right now when it comes to, like, social life or, like, work life or, you know, anything social, recreational, or, you know, career, or just lifestyle, spiritual, all of those things. I feel like they play a part in being a very balanced human being. And I think that mine is a little bit heavy on the social side right now. And my focuses aren't really completely, like, on the things that I want them to be, but I do really like the social aspect of my life right now. I do enjoy it a lot. But yeah, so, like, aside from all the travel that I have been doing, that's pretty much, like, everything in the middle. It's, like, my social life I've been, like, experiencing and having fun with. I've been doing the gym pretty frequently every day during the week. And that has not changed. That's not something that I think is going to change at all. And then, you know, like, just daily life. It's, like, it's so hard to explain stuff like that because, you know, I feel like we all live our lives. But it was such a big chunk of time, like, in between. And it's kind of hard to recollect everything that happened. So we're just going to stick with the now. You know, we're gonna move on to what is happening now and what is going to happen in the future, especially in regards to Just a Sip, you know? But, yeah, so I did want to also give you guys, I guess, some, like, general life updates. Like, we're going to use this time that we have today to just kind of get reacquainted. It's the first episode. I want to get reacquainted with you, get reacquainted with me, and just set up a good spot for us to continue to move forward. But I guess these days I have, like, as a general life update, I do have, like, new fitness goals that I'm kind of trying to reach now. Like I said, I do try to go to the gym, like, every single day, or, like, 5 days a week, right? Monday through Friday. So I have set, like, new fitness goals, especially with fall coming up. Everybody knows that, like, the colder weather is technically, like, quote unquote bulking season, right? My goal this entire time has been to gain weight because I've always experienced my 24 years on this life as kind of a skinny human being, and I have wanted to grow muscle and just get bigger since I started going to the gym. So that's been my goal. But my current goal right now, and this is me basically holding myself accountable, And I need to set a time frame on it. I would say like 3 months, but like, I don't know how realistic that is. But my current goal right now, weight wise, is to be at 175. Okay. That's very interesting. I don't know what 175 would look like on a 5'6" human being, but it might look good. I think it would look good, if it's muscle with a little bit of fat. I don't know. We'll see. But that is my current goal with fitness, just to bulk up a little bit. I'm currently 155. So if I could gain 20 pounds, I don't think I could gain 20 pounds in 3 months, but if I could gain 20 pounds between now and the end of the year, that would be kind of awesome. That would be kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. Also, I've been drinking this, like, one of my new favorite protein shakes to make. I should give you the recipe because it's not really like, it's not like a gatekeeper or whatever, because it's very, very common for people to make this shake and drink it. But I have been making this shake recently that's like over 1,000 calories because I really need it in order to actually help me gain weight. And I'm like, you know what? I'm really serious about this. Let me make this shake every day and see what happens because I need it to work. I like need it to work. But I make this shake with almond milk and oats and bananas and peanut butter and 2 scoops of protein. And then there's something else in there that I'm forgetting. And it's like really important, but I don't know what it is. So I'm just not going to talk about it. But this shake is like, it's a lot for me to drink and I really like it. So it's my like new favorite thing. It's my current new favorite thing. And I've really been enjoying it for the past week or two. I don't know. But those are my fitness goals as of now, as of late. Also, I've been drinking Bloom Greens every morning because they're good for, like, digestive stuff and bloating in the morning. Like, one thing I feel like I'm always, like, low-key a little bit bloated, which is not fun. I don't like that feeling. And I feel like I just started drinking greens because I was like, hello, I need something to fix this. It's not my favorite thing in the world. But yeah, also I've been working on my core a lot at the gym because I feel like I really want to have abs, even though I am bulking at the same time. It's kind of like a lean bulk situation, if you know what that means. It's basically like gaining weight, but like in a very healthy way and just pretty much just building muscle. And that's what I'm trying to do, but I don't know how successful I will be. I'm trying to keep myself very positive about it, though, because I do know that I can do it, but it does take kind of a lot mentally. Regardless, those are my fitness goals that nobody asked for and nobody will ask for in the future. Let's just see if I reach them, and then that'll determine whether or not it's true, whether or not I actually want that. Another thing that is just kind of new, another thing that's kind of just updating you on my current life situation these days is that I am moving out of my apartment. Now, I've only been in this apartment for a year. Not even. It'll be a year in September. But, yeah, it'll be a year in September, I'm pretty sure. August 31st. That's in a few days. But I've only been in this apartment for a year, and I like this apartment. I like the way that I've styled this apartment. But one thing that I have definitely learned over the past 3 years of renting an apartment is that after a while you do, well, personally, because I love decorating my home. I love like being able, I like being in control of the things that are mine, right? And the more and more I've lived in an apartment, the more I just feel like it's actually not mine because of all of the things that I can't change about it. And so then it starts to not really feel like home. And I really like just need a spot that feels like home and like checks all of my boxes. So currently I'm in my apartment and I do like it. It serves its purpose. It is a nice place, and I am really, like, appreciative and grateful that I have it. However, there's a lot of things that just don't sit well with me about it, and one of the biggest things that I just cannot get over, or I can't go through again, is that during the summer, I had some friends over here and we were like eating and, you know, just like hanging out. And in my specific apartment building, you don't control your AC. You don't control the temperature. You don't control anything, I guess, temperature related, because there's like a radiator in your apartment and yada, yada, yada. It's just not, it's not up to you. So like whenever they turn on the boilers, that's when the heat comes on. Whenever they turn them off, that's when the heat goes off, whatever. So somebody controls it. I don't. And it was the middle of summer, or it was the middle of winter. It was the middle of winter, and the boilers were on, and everybody's heat in the building was on. Now, I live kind of high up, right? And so if we're talking about science things, heat rises. So the entire winter, I never had to actually turn my heat on in my apartment because it was actually hot in here regardless, right? Now, most times I was just comfortable by myself because I was just alone. There wasn't like people in my place. There was nobody in my space. It was fine. But when people came over and there was like bodies in here and like people are like breathing and just existing, I guess, it like just consistently got hotter in here. And I couldn't turn on like AC, and I really didn't have fans at the time. So I was just like, oh my goodness, like this is actually not embarrassing, but this is like so uncomfortable. And I never really wanted to go through that again because everyone was like up here, like sweating and like on the floor, like literally on the floor so they could cool down. And I'm like, it's literally winter outside. That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. And I do like having people over to like, just, I like hosting at my place. I like having my friends over. I like cooking for them. I like just, you know, chilling and having a good time. So that was something that I really was like, I don't want to really go through that again. I don't really want to not be able to have people over here because it's just uncomfortable. So that's like one of the biggest reasons why I'm like, you know, I should probably leave or like find somewhere else to go. Another thing was just like, there's like little things, like there's some water damage on the ceilings that I just can't look past. I think that's from the apartment above me, and there's just like water damage on my ceiling, and I'm like, I don't love that. And then there's just some like cosmetic things that I would personally change, you know. And it's not like a life or death situation, but just personally for like aesthetics and like cosmetic reasons, I'm just like, that's not my favorite thing in the world. And I can't even paint in here, so it's like, this isn't my color of choice. It really wouldn't be. And I don't know, like the more and more I think about that stuff, I'm just like, the more and more it doesn't really feel like home. The more and more it doesn't really feel like a place that's mine. And that's all I'm really looking for, just like a place that I can genuinely make mine. So yeah, I will be leaving here relatively soon, and so I think that'll be a lot of fun just to experience and share with you guys online, and just like, I don't know, just move with me kind of vibes. I know the whole world is tired of stuff like that. I am too, but I mean, it's what's going on, right? I'm gonna take a sip of coffee because I'm doing all of this talking and you're doing all of this listening, and I'm just getting so thirsty, you know? So hold on. Amazing. So good. I literally love that drink. It was delicious. Hold on 1 second. But yeah, I am so excited to, I guess, like, get out of this apartment. I'm excited to experience a new lifestyle, a new chapter of my life, and a new place. And I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I'm just kind of excited to like share it, if that makes sense. Anyway, yeah, that's happening. And I think it's a very big like life update. I think that's a really good life update, actually, if I'm thinking about it. Like, out of life updates that people give sometimes, I think that's it's genuinely a good one, you know. I'm moving. Oh wow, so good to hear. That kind of thing. But yeah, so there's that. And then I feel like these days, I feel like I've been working a lot on like different brand deals. If you've ever seen like any of my ads or like brand deals, or sponsored videos on TikTok or like Instagram or anything, oh my gosh, please like them. That is such a weird like market. And I promise you, like, any time I promote something or any time that I like do a brand deal with a company, I genuinely do use that product. I genuinely do, like, it brings value to my life in some way, shape, or form. If it doesn't, then I'm not gonna promote it. If it doesn't, like, if I don't use it, then I'm gonna say sorry, no thanks. Like, I'd love to help you, but I can't because it just doesn't work for me. But yeah, so I've been doing a lot of that recently, and I mean, it's a lot of fun. But I do feel like sometimes recently, anytime that I've been working, I guess, more on like branded or sponsored or paid videos, I kind of like lose the energy to make the videos that I like genuinely want to spend more time making, like making like just new and fresh content, or like making just new and fresh videos about what's going on in my life. I like low-key lose the energy to do that after I've been spending so much time like focusing on like a branded one for however long it takes to make. Anyway, so that's been kind of like messing with my brain just a little bit these days. It's very strange, but it's still fun. Like, I'm still having a great time. I'm still like, I'm just trying to refine balance. One thing that I will always say about doing this podcast and like having conversations with you guys is like, I'm having a conversation with you, and I'm also having a conversation with myself. Like, one of the biggest benefits I've found out of doing podcasts is like, I really get to feel, or like, I really get to hear the thoughts that I'm having in my head, and I really get to like just kind of like hear them out loud, and I can sit and like think about what I said. I was like, oh, that's how I feel. Because, you know, sometimes if you don't like sit down and talk to yourself, or if you don't kind of just openly reflect on your thoughts, and if you don't openly just like say what you're thinking out loud, it can be a long time before you actually like realize what it is that you're feeling, or before you actually just figure out what you're thinking. And saying it out loud really helps me. And that's why I love having these conversations with you guys, because it's like, it really brings clarity to my head. And I feel like another great way to just kind of, you know, get your thoughts out to yourself is journaling. But I'm not really a journal person. I do like writing things down in like planners and like doing all that stuff, but I'm not really a like a writer downer of my thoughts, I guess. I don't journal, but I think it's something that would be worth trying. It'd be something that would be kind of fun, and maybe not fun, depending on like whatever prompts are asking you to answer or whatever. But if I was to journal, I would need something with like prompts, and it would have to like ask me questions, and I'd have to like think about them, because there's no way I'm thinking about that stuff by myself. That's not true. I would actually come up with a lot of like reflective questions for myself, but I just don't. I don't take the time out to journal. It could be fun. I might actually do that. See? And you just witnessed firsthand me realizing what might be a good idea just because I was saying it out loud. So give it a try. Talk to yourself if you don't, and just kind of figure out what it is that you're thinking, because it's very helpful. But I just really want to say, I guess, like, basically welcome back to Just a Sip, and I'm really excited. I really think that, you know, the timing could not be more perfect to just start making, you know, episodes again and start talking with you guys, because our favorite season is coming up. It's August right now. It's like the end of August, and our favorite season is pretty much right around the corner. Granted, it's like 100 degrees outside right now. I'm inside wearing a hoodie. Makes no sense. But our favorite season is just around the river bend. Like, fall, autumn, whatever you want to call it. I know it lasts like 2 seconds for some reason. Out of all the seasons, it decides that it wants to last the least long. But it is my absolute favorite season. The changing of the colors, the lighting of fall candles, the energy in the air, the crisp breeze that will literally breeze past you. I love it. Everything about fall, the baking, the drinks. I just ordered, and I got here yesterday, I just ordered my pumpkin spice syrup. I just ordered my caramel apple butter syrup, and all of these like fun fall things. I'm getting ready to go fall shopping soon because actually I think next week, because I don't even know why, because I'm moving, but like I am going to do it. But I'm getting ready to go fall shopping to like redecorate for like fall and kind of get rid of the summer energy, kind of get rid of the summer heat. I don't like it. I've never really been a fan of summer. It's just like, it's not my least favorite, but it's not my favorite. I'm just super excited for fall to hit. And we've had like glimpses of the weather kind of pass through in Illinois. And it's like very, oh my gosh, I just love it so much. So I'm really excited to just kind of make episodes and like be talking to you guys during the fall season, like during the colder months. I feel like that's very much our time. I feel like that is very much where we thrive. I thrive in the colder weather. I feel like if you listen to me, you may possibly also thrive in the colder weather. Now, don't get me wrong. I do like summer. I actually hate summer, but like I like the activities that you can do in the summertime. Like I think I had a really fun-filled summer. It was actually nice. I went on vacation, I want to say like 2 times. And I jumped in the ocean and I, you know, took some boat trips and I went kayaking last weekend. Like there's a lot of things to do in the summer and it's like a lot of fun. And it's, if you're with like good people, yeah, it's a great time. However, I just do feel like it only is good if you're like doing those types of things consistently and like constantly. Otherwise it's just hot and we're all working. So it's like, if we're going to be working, it may as well be kind of comfortable outside. And fall is the time when it's like super comfortable for everyone weather-wise, so that's why I just look forward to it so much. And it's just genuinely perfect. And it's just the fact that it lasts, it's so short of a time period, that just depresses me. That's the thing that depresses me. But yeah, so I'm excited to have Just a Sip season 4 in to be in the works during the fall time. I feel like that's just very cozy, and I'm really excited for all of that. You get the gist, you know. But that's pretty much all I have for you guys today as the first episode, as a little reintroduction to the show and everything that we know and love about Just a Sip. One thing I will say is that I have, you know, Just a Sip podcast on Instagram if you want to follow that. And I guess send me your questions and send me anything that you would like me to talk about or anything that you just feel like would be a good topic of discussion this season. And also there's my, you know, personal account, Cameron_Isaiah. That's where you can see everything that I just do on a regular basis, mostly on my stories. I feel like I don't really post like actual pictures anymore, but I do post a lot of my stories. And when I do post a picture, it's like at a restaurant or something. But yeah, if you want to follow that, go for it. If you want to see my TikTok and like see the actual videos that I create and see the things that that I'm up to over there, go for it. If you want, this is at your own risk, your complete and utter own risk. If you want to follow me on YouTube, I would do it, but there are no promises. The only thing that I can promise will be on YouTube from here on out is Just a Sip episodes. But I can't promise like vlogs or like anything of the sort, because I just need to find the mental motivation to actually do that. And it's hard when I'm focused on TikTok the most and Instagram. So anyway, whatever, who cares? Not your problem. It's barely my problem. It's really no one's problem. But yeah, hopefully you guys are enjoying your day, and hopefully that, you know, you have like a coffee or something fun that you're drinking, something delicious, or maybe you're being healthy and like you're eating a salad or you're drinking kale juice or something fun like that. It doesn't have to be coffee, okay? And coffee can be healthy too. I've been taking the sugar out of mine, but I've recently got back into just like putting syrups in it, so it's not, so it is like sweet and everything, whatever, not healthy. But if you're being a healthy king or queen, you do you. You know, you do what you got to do. And I love that for you. So I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you coming back to season 4. I almost said 3, to season 4. And I'm just really excited to kick off the season with you guys. Yeah, that's all I have. So thank you guys so much. and I will see you at episode 2. Bye.